Everybody ready? We're going to do, before we do our meditation, just a passive karmana, karmana. Okay. Then the taittiriya. And then approach on the bhuti. And then the vocabulary list. So, let's just take a minute. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahadiryam Karapabahai, Tejasvina Vatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha. Shanno Pavatva Yama, Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi, Shanno Vishnururukramaha, Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishami, Ritam Vadishami, Satyam Vadishami, Tanma Mabatu, Tadvaktaram avatu, avatu mam, avatu vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Shikshaṁ vya ākhya syamaha, varnasvaraha, matrabalam, samasanthanaha, ityukta shikshadhyayaha, sahanau yashaha, sahanao prama varchasam atatasagum hitaya upanishadam vya akhya syamaha panchaswatikaraneshu adilokam adijautisham adibidyam adiprajamadyatmam tha mahasagum hita itya chakshate atatilokam prithivi purva rupam jauruttara rupam akashasandhihi vayusandhanam ityadilokam athadijautisham agni purva rupam aditya uttara rupam apasandhihi vayutasandhanam ityadijautisham athadividyam acharya purva rupam anthe vasyuttara rupam vidyasandhihi pravachanakum sandhanam ityati vidyam athadhiprajam matha purva rupam pitottara rupam prajasandhihi prajananakum sandhanam ityadhiprajam athadhyatmam adarahanu purva rupam putarahanu ruttara rupam vaksandhihi jihvasandhanam ityadhyatmam iti ma mahasagunhitaha. Do it again, I'm sorry. Iti ma mahasagunhitaha ya eva metha mahasagunhita vyakhyata veda sandhiyate prajaya pashubhihi brahma varchase nanadyena suvargyena lokena. Okay. Go back to three paragraphs to vayusandhanam. Everybody there? Vayusandhanam.
Vayusandhanam.
Ityadilokam.
Ityadilokam.
Athadijyotisham.
Athadijyotisham.
Agnipurvarupam.
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 Adnipurva
rupam aditya uttara rupam
aditya uttara rupam
aditya uttara rupam
aditya uttara rupam
apasandhihi
apasandhihi
vaidyutasandhanam
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 Ityadijyotisham
Ityadijyotisham Athadividyam
Acharyapurvarupam
Acharyapurvarupam
Andhevasyuttararupam
Ante vasyuttara
rupam
Ante vasyuttara rupam
Vidyasandhihi
Vidyasandhihi
Pravachanagum sandhanam
Pravachanagum sandhanam
Pravachanagum sandhanam
Pravachanagum sandhanam
Ityadividyam
Ityadhividyam Ityadhividyam
Athadhiprajam
Athadhiprajam
Mathapurvarupam
Mathapurvarupam
Pitottararupam
Pitottararupam
Prajasandhihi
Prajasandhihi
Prajananagum sandhanam
Prajananagum sandhanam
Ityadhiprajam
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 That D is short. Ityadhiprajam
yatyati prajam
atadhyatmam
atadhyatmam
adarahanuh purvarupam
adarahanuh purvarupam
adarahanuh purvarupam
adarahanuh purvarupam
uttarahanuruttararupam
uttarahanuruttararupam
vaksandhihi
vaksandhihi
jihvasandhanam
jihvasandhanam
ityadhyatmam
ityadhyatmam
iti ma mahasagunhitaha
Iti
ma maha sagunhitaha
Iti ma maha sagunhitaha
Iti ma maha
Iti ma maha
sagunhitaha
Sagunhitaha
Iti ma maha sagunhitaha
Iti ma maha sagunhitaha
Ya eva metta maha sagunhita vyakhyata veda.
Ya eva metta maha sagunhita vyakhyata veda.
Ya eva metta.
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 Maha sagunhita.
Maha sagunhita.
Maha sagunhita.
Vyakhyata veda Vyakhyata veda
Vyakhyata veda
Vyakhyata veda
Vyakhyata veda
Vyakhyata veda
Ya eva metta mahasagunhita
Ya eva metta mahasagunhita
Vyakhyata veda
Vyakhyata veda
Ya eva metta mahasagunhita vyakhyata veda
Ya eva metta mahasagunhita
vyakhyata veda
Vyakhyata veda
Together Ya eva metta mahasagunhita vyakhyata veda Ya eva metta mahasagunhita vyakhyata veda Ya eva metta mahasagunhita vyakhyata veda Sandhiyate
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 Prajaya pashubhihi
Prajaya
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 Pashubhihi
Pashubhihi
Sandhiyate Prajaya Pashubhihi
Sandhiyate Prajaya Pashubhihi
Sandhiyate Prajaya Pashubhihi
Sandhiyate Prajaya Pashubhihi
Prajaya Pashubhihi
Prajaya Pashubhihi
Brahma Varchasena
Brahma Varchasena
Brahma Varchasena Nadhyena
Brahma Varchasena Nadhyena
Brahma Varchasena Nadhyena
Brahma Varchasena Nadhyena
Brahma Varchasena
Brahma Varchasena
Nadhyena
Nadhyena
Brahma Varchasena Nadhyena
Brahma Varchasena Nadhyena
Suvargyena Lokena
Suvargyena Lokena
Suvargyena Lokena
Suvargyena Lokena
Suvargyena Lokena
Suvargyena Lokena
Let's chant Yes Chanda Sa together because we've learned that one. Up through Shrutam Ne Gopala. Okay? The next
three. Oh, yes, Chanda. Next year. Okay.
Which one are we on?
Yes Chanda Sa. Just the next one.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Yes Chanda Sa Mrishabho Vishwaroop. Let's start again. Together. Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Jamrata Adsam Papuva Samendro Metaya Aspranotu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jihwa Me Matimattama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishuvam Brahmana Kosho Simetaya Pihitaha Shritam Me Gopaya. This first part of this prayer is for Medha Shakti. And as we'll see in the translation, once a person has the Medha Shakti, then without damage to yourself, you can pray for wealth and things like that. But first you need knowledge. The chakra says that in there. It's actually here in the verses, we'll see. So now the next part starts.
Why is that a requirement?
Wisdom.
Well, just wisdom, because you need wisdom to handle wealth with objectivity. You know, greed and
yeah.
Fear of loss and so many other things.
Worry.
Worry.
Desires.
Desire. Pandora's box.
I'm sorry.
Don't you have this, Penny? Don't you use this?
This that you left?
That's the second page. I want you to be on the first page. I just wanted you to have a second page.
But we have this, right?
Yeah, you have that too.
Okay.
Do you have Yaschanda song?
Yeah.
Let me see what you have there.
This is.
So it starts here.
Yeah, yeah.
Abhanti and then Purvana. This is it. We're starting right there.
Oh, okay.
It's but this the Medha Shakti prayer stops at Shrutam Me Gopaya.
Oh,
and then
okay.
The next part of it starts here. Abhanti.
Okay. It's just that if you translate it, then you have to write it for it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's where we are.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Everybody with me?
With me too. Same place.
Same place, just
oh,
where
okay.
We looked.
Yeah, yeah, got it.
Avahanti. Avahanti. Vitanvana.
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 Avahanti is a present participle in the feminine nominative singular. So to make a present participle feminine, you take the dual of the nominative, like jaganti, and that becomes the gachanti. That becomes the substantive, the feminine substantive for the present participle. So abhanti means the one who is bringing, offering the abhanti. So this is going to be a name, a designation for in this sense, Om. The deity that's being evoked here is Om, which is the name for Brahman. So, also it's going to be now in terms of wealth, as we'll see. So, Abhan, the deity that's held for this mantra is Om. But here, this is in the feminine that's going to go to Shri, to wealth. Okay, Abhanti, the one who brings, Vitanvana, is again a present participle in the feminine, vitanvana, from ten. It means to spread forth, means to increase. Like you bring and then you make more, you increase. So the one who brings and the one who increases. Abhanti vitanvana. So let's try these. We'll just do this section by section. Abhanti. Avahanti,
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 Avahanti.
See with the last one? Shrutam me gopaya. Shrutam me gopaya. Avahanti.
Shrutam me gopaya. Avahanti.
Vitanvana.
Vitanvana.
Avahanti. Vitanvana.
Avahanti vitanvana.
So, the one who is bringing, the one who is increasing, spreading the wealth. Then, next part. Kurvana. Now, if you see in the way this is written, there's a break between Kurvana, Kurvana, and Chittam. A better way for this to be written, and I'm going to actually change this on the handout. What's the matter?
I got lost.
Okay.
See where it says Chira? Kurvana. Chira? I'm going to put a line through it, so it's Kurvana Chira. You know, between the, just make the black line straight through to the Ch.
Actually, I guess you did.
I did, so I made it right there. On this, it's broken, and it's actually better if it's not broken, because the next word can be taken as Chiram, but Shankara gives it in his initial, the way he initially breaks it is Achiram. Kurvana Achiram. Achiram means very quickly, quickly. Kurvana is another present participle in the feminine, and that means the one who does it, the one who executes, who brings it about. The one who brings, the one who increases, the one who executes, makes it happen. Executes in the sense of does, makes something happen.
Executes quickly?
Yeah, achiram, very quickly, adverb, achiram, quickly. One who executes makes it happen quickly. Okay, and then atmanaha. So kurvana achiram atmanaha. Kurvana achiram atmanaha. Atmanaha here is just going to mean not the atman, but mama, my. We'll see, my, it's going to be my wealth, my cattle, my food and drink. So atmanaha is in the genitive singular. You can put a little note for mama. Mama means of mine, of me, for me. Okay. So now if you notice, you've got avahanti, present participle, nominative, vitenvana, present participle, nominative, and kurvana, present participle, nominative. Then achiram, indeclinable, means quickly, and atmanaha, of the self, of me, for me. Let's try this. Kurvana, 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 chiramatmanaha, chiramatmanaha, kurvana, chiramatmanaha, kurvana, chiramatmanaha, kurvana, chiramatmanaha, kurvana, chiramatmanaha, kurvana, chiramatmanaha. Kurvana chiram atmanaha, kurvana chiram atmanaha, kurvana chiram atmanaha. Now from the beginning. Avahanti vitanvana, avahanti vitanvana, kurvana chiram atmanaha, kurvana chiram atmanaha. Avahanti vitanvana, avahanti vitanvana, kurvana chiram atmanaha, kurvana chiram atmanaha. Then this genitive is going to go with what comes next. Vasa. Okay. Vasamsi. Vasamsi. From Vasas. Vasamsi. Vasamsi means clothes. Clothes. Things that I wear. Clothes. Vasamsi. Atmanaha vasamsi. Clothes for me. And mama gavascha. Cows. Cattle. Mama. My. For me. So clothes for me, cattle, because cattle is wealth, you know. Vasamsi, mama gavascha, vasa, va, in, when we do it in the chanting, vasagumsi, mama gavaha cha. Right? So vasamsi mama gavaha cha.
And
it's the cha. Yeah. So cattle, clothes, and clothes for me, cattle for me. And the next one, annapane, food and water, annapane cha. It's in the accusative dual, annapane cha, food and water.
Anna means food?
Anna means food, pana means water. Anna. Sarvada means always, may you continually, you know, bring all of these things for me, you know. We need a little bit more to make this a sentence, but let's try chanting this part. Vasa gumsi, vasa gumsi, vasa gumsi, vasa gumsi, mama gavascha, mama gavascha, vasa gumsi, mama gavascha, vasa gumsi, mama gavascha, vasa gumsi, mama gavascha. Vasa gumsi mama gavascha. Sure, right? Vasa gumsi mama, 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 mama,
mama.
Am I doing it right? Okay. Vasa gumsi mama gavascha. Vasa gumsi mama gavascha. Vasa gumsi mama gavascha. Vasa gumsi mama gavascha. Annapanecha, annapanecha, sarvada, sarvada, annapanecha, sarvada, annapanecha, sarvada, vasa gumsi mama gavascha, vasa gumsi mama gavascha, annapanecha, sarvada. Annapane cha sarvada, annapane cha sarvada, annapane cha sarvada, 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 annapane, annapane cha sarvada, cha sarvada. Then, pidatne tato me, shriyam, avaha. Okay, so let's put this together. Tataha means thereafter, after that. So that tataha, Shankara, has meaning after the medha, after you've given me medha, right? Then avaha, may you bring, avaha is imperative in the second person singular, may you bring shriyam, wealth. After that, so tataha, may you bring shriyam, wealth. Shriyam means wealth. So if you go to back to the beginning, avahanti and vitanvana are the one who is bringing, I mean the one who is bringing vitanvana, the one who is increasing, the one who is executing shriyam quickly, atmanah, for me. Vasamsi, clothes, mamagavascha, and cattle, annapane, food and drink, sarvada, all of the time, after that. Right? One who's giving all of these things after that, may shriyam avaha, may you bring wealth for me. So that it's a little, in English, it's a little bit out of order, because first, that one is being invoked, the one who brings all of these things. That person is being invoked to bring the one who gives all of these things so quickly for me. After that, may you bring, after you've given all of these things, then may you bring all of this wealth.
Well, those things don't fall in the category of wealth?
Yeah, they do. But not medha. Medha first, gaining knowledge. Gaining knowledge first. And then this one who brings all of who brings all wealth for me quickly, all food and cattle stands for wealth, and then food and drink is for just for security for my livelihood. The one who's bringing all of these things all of the time so quickly for me, after you've given me wealth, then avaha, may you bring, after you've given me medha, then may you bring this wealth. Okay?
So we just know that the tata is referring to the wisdom.
The wisdom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how Shankara unfolds it. So let's look at this.
So medha stands for wisdom? Is that
wisdom, okay. Memory, medha shakti. Mm-hmm. And this whole, yes, Chanda saw this whole first part is asking Bhagavan for jnana nishtha. Okay. Asking Om.
Okay.
Bhagavan's name is Om. Tato tato me shri mavaha tato me tato me tato me tato me tato me shri mavaha shri mavaha tato me shri mavaha tato me shri mavaha tato me shri mavaha tato me shri mavaha. Then, Lomasham.
Lomasham.
Pashubhissaha.
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 Swaha.
Swaha.
Lomasham. Pashubhihi saha. Swaha. Lomasham. Lomasham means it's animals which have wool, like goats. The goats and sheep. Lomasha is sheep, also goats, but their fur is wool. Okay. So
that'd be sheep.
Sheep and goats are included. And then Pashubihi, together with Pashus. Pashu can mean cattle or animals in general. So Pashubihi, Saha means together with, it's an indeclinable. So Pashubihi, together with Pashus, other animals, that make up the wealth, okay? Livestock. So that shriyam is lomasham, right? Which consists of goats and sheep and pashubihi together with other animals. So this is all saying, may you give me shri, and then it says all of these things which encompass shri.
Other animal livestock.
Yeah. Other types of animals that go into the livestock. Like it could be cattle. Pashu sometimes just means cattle, but it has a broader application also to other all animals that would make up my wealth.
Horses, camels, elephants.
Yeah.
That's right. Watch out, you know, next thing you're going to have goats.
I know.
No, this prayer wouldn't work on Wall Street.
Yeah. But if you take it as a metaphor, it works.
Okay.
Then the swaha. Swaha is what you say when you're making an offering into the fire. When we do a ritual, you know, sometimes even at the ashram, we'll all be given, you know, a handful of flowers. And when they're doing a ritual, every time they say swaha, that's when you offer. That's when you make the offering of the flowers. Okay.
So
it's offering to the Lord. It does mean something in the sense of something like, you know, I offer this to you. But I'm wondering, that's an interesting question.
Because I've heard it so much, and I think
it's
something happens, or it's like swaha, or I don't know.
Swaha.
Like,
but
it's used a lot.
No, it's used as in the sense of I make this offering to you. But let me see how they actually translate it. That's interesting. I think I've looked this up before, but I don't remember.
I have 4 or 5 dictionaries, but it's not.
This one's nice because it's so portable.
That's a good one, yeah.
It's just that we can't see it. Swaha. An oblation and offering made to all gods indiscriminately. Here's the indeclinable. An exclamation used in offering oblations to the gods with data. But once that I'm offering this to you, that idea, Vidhika wanted to comment to them that in his book, he talks about Swaha in his that little booklet that we have there. Okay. So, here it's the Lom Nashan. Let me get the Tome Shriyamavaha Lom Nashan. Lom Nasham Pashubhissaha Swahaha Swahaha Lom Nasham Lom Nasham Pashubhissaha Swahaha Swahaha Lom Nasham Pashubhissaha 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 Swahaha
Swahaha.
Okay. Let's go from Avahanti. Repeat after me. Shrutim me gopaya Avahanti vitanvana
Avahanti vitanvana
Kurvana chiramatmanaha
Kurvana chiramatmanaha
Kurvana chiramatmanaha
Kurvana chiramatmanaha
Vasadumsi mama gavascha
Vasadumsi mama gavascha
Annapane cha sarvada
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 Annapane cha sarvada Annapane cha Annapane cha sarvada Annapane cha sarvada See, that's a short cha Annapane cha sarvada
Annapane cha sarvada
Annapane cha sarvada
Annapane cha sarvada
Tato me shriyamavaha
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 Lom Nasham Pashubhissaha Swahaha
Lom Nasham Pashubhissaha Swahaha
Lom Nasham
Lom Nasham
Pashubhissaha
Pashubhissaha
Swahaha
Swahaha
Lom Nasham Pashubhissaha Swahaha
Lom Nasham Pashubhissaha Swahaha
Okay, you have to practice that. We'll practice it more. We'll practice it with Bhagi Shaminda. Let's do another couple of lines here. After asking for all of that wealth, then remember these are the students who are chanting this. Now they ask, may many brahmacharis come to me. Repeat after you. Amayantu.
Amayantu.
Brahmacharinas.
Brahmacharinas.
Swaha.
Swaha.
That breaks that down into where the a actually goes with the yantu. This is something that's done. The yantu is the verb. Ayantu is the verb. Ma means mom. So it should be amayantu. Ma means mom, and ayantu means may they come. Who may who come? In third person plural, Aryan to mom. Brahmacharinaha, nominative plural, from Brahmacharin, Brahmacharinaha. May the brahmacharis, may the students come to me. The idea is that Shankara in his Bhasha, and Swamiji, if you read his little section on this, may my knowledge be firm enough that I might teach others. And it's really so that I have that nishta, and having that nishta, then enough nishta that I might teach others. Carries the sampradaya. So, and swaha, again, the offering is made. You know, as you say swaha. In fact, when you're chanting this, every time you say swaha, you imagine offering flowers into the fire to make it into a homa, a ritual. The first part, the yaschanda sa part, is more of a japa. It's a mantra that's repeated. The second part, where the swaha becomes a homa, means it's a ritual. So every time you say swaha, if you're chanting this, you imagine yourself offering.
Are all the rituals fired with the Vedic, fire involved all the time?
In the,
right?
Vedic rituals. The Vedic rituals
are. It's redundant to say fire ritual, just ritual.
The homa, yeah, you can say that. Right. Amayantu.
Amayantu
brahmacharinas swaha
swaha
amayantu brahmacharinas swaha amayantu brahmacharinas swaha amayantu brahmacharinas swaha amayantu brahmacharinas swaha. Then, next one, vimayantu. Repeat, vimayantu.
Vimayantu.
Brahmacharinas.
Brahmacharinas.
Swaha.
Swaha.
Vimayantu is viyantu. The vi is a prefix that has been separated from the verb. So, vimayantu is viyantu mam. Me. Mam means me. So just like in the other one, ayantu, mom, where you say amayantu, it's actually ayantu, and mom, with mom. So ayantu means may they come. Viyantu, may they, how Swamiji talks about this, and in Gambhirananda, because Shankara doesn't have this edition of the Taittiriya. In his edition, there's only amayantu. So vimayantu means may they come from everywhere. From all over the world, from all different walks of life, from all different locations. May they come from everywhere, the brahmacharis. So, vimayantu,
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 vimayantu.
Brahmacharina swaha
brahmacharina swaha
vimayantu brahmacharina swaha
vimayantu
brahmacharina swaha vimayantu brahmacharina swaha
vimayantu
brahmacharina swaha then pramayantu. 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 You can say prayantu mom to me. After a while it's going to be different than that. But now, pramayantu. May they come to me properly, with shraddha, in the proper fashion, with shraddha. Oh, yeah. So pramayantu. May they be adhikaris. May they be qualified students. May they come properly. With shraddha, pramayantu brahmacharina swaha. Okay, so, pramayantu,
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 pramayantu
brahmacharina swaha.
Brahmacharina swaha
pramayantu brahmacharina swaha pramayantu brahmacharina swaha. Then damayantu brahmacharina swaha. Say damayantu. Damayantu brahmacharina swaha. Damayantu brahmacharina swaha. Damayantu. Damayantu. Damayantu.
Damayantu.
This means may the brahmacharis come with dhamma. Dhamma means that control of the limbs. The next one is shama. So may they come, may they have dhamma. May the brahmacharis come with dhamma, damayantu. So, damayantu brahmacharina swaha. Damayantu brahmacharina swaha. The last one. Shamayantu.
Shamayantu.
Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha.
Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha.
This says, may the brahmacharis come with shama. May the brahmacharis, may they come with shama. Shamayantu. Damayantu, may they come with dhamma. Shama means inner peace. Shama means the ability to dismiss thoughts in your mind, to have control of the thoughts, the feelings themselves, to keep them or let them go, to have the freedom to keep them or let them go. That's shama. Dhamma is the ability to control your body so that it's not acting out if you don't want it to. When shama fails, dhamma comes in. So this says, it's really, when we go get into this further next week, it's so amazing. Later I'll say, and may I have wealth. And Swamiji and even Shankara says, now, after asking for all these brahmacharis to come, may I have wealth so that I can take care of them? You know? So, it's really... So let's try from Amayantu. Repeat after me from Amayantu. Amayantu brahmacharina swaha. Amayantu brahmacharina swaha. Dimayantu brahmacharina swaha.
Dimayantu brahmacharina swaha.
Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha.
Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha.
Dimayantu brahmacharina swaha.
Dimayantu brahmacharina swaha.
Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha.
Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha.
Okay, we'll stop there. Please practice it with Bhagishananda on the Sanskrit.
And this, can I ask a question just quickly? This dhamma, shama dhamma is the way that we learned it. I mean,
yes, that's the same shama dhamma.
It's not control of the limb specifically.
No, it's control. It's control of your body, though.
Okay.
Control of your voice. Control of the karmendras.
Yeah.
Control of the karmendras.
You know, I'm somebody.
Yeah.
I was just wondering about the double avagraha there. Aren't we supposed to be stopping at the avagraha? I mean, I know the voice is raised because...
What do you mean by avagraha?
Well, in the Amayantu, let's see.
Yes, there's two avagrahas.
Do I have a typo?
On all the yantu.
Oh, yes. There's a avagraha there.
Here? Where? Oh, it's because... Well, let me just think about that for a minute. When you have a double avagraha, what that tells you is that when you break the sandhi, the second part is ah, not a. If you have a single avagraha, it means it's going to be, when you break the sandhi, it's short a. Like it would be, if there's only a single avagraha there, it would be ayantu. If there's a double, it's ayantu. Okay? Oh, let's take a break.
Mm-hmm.